Chicken nuggets aren't going to be done in time.
Hmm? No, yeah. I want a gin and tonic.
That's why you have to run back to the kitchen?
You know, shortly.
You got on 15 minutes ago and you said you had to go make your husband dinner. What did you make that only took 15 minutes?
Well, it was spaghetti, you know.
You made spaghetti from scratch in 15 minutes?
Yes, I fucking pressed the noodles. Crushed the potatoes. No,
it's impressive.
You just boil some noodles and then throw the jar in there? What are we talking about?
The browning meat, things like that, you know.
So what he did is he browned the meat and then he took the sauce out of the can, dumped it in with the meat, and then threw the jar can. You know, this is Terrence. You don't know if it's in the can or a jar.
Is there marinara in a can?
Yeah. I learned my lessons about canned marinara.
Yeah. You haven't been that poor, have you?
I mean, I have been that poor, but
I was talking to Toby.
I have been that poor and still went no to canned marinara.
Still bought the jar. He's a man of class.
Yeah.
So once he got the sauce simmering, then he threw the dry noodles in and just let them boil in the sauce itself.
You can do that?
I mean, it's terrible, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, they get all gummy. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah. All those fake fucking life hacks on these TikTok and YouTube videos where they're just cooking it all together at the same time. And it's just like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Unless it's Hamburger Helper, then you can do that.
Don't eat Hamburger Helper.
Fuck you. Just don't eat Hamburger
Helper. You can't do that with Hamburger Helper either.
You gotta brown the meat hamburger first.
Helper, that is the recipe. Put
the meat,
put everything else in. What?
Yeah, you brown the meat first.
Exactly.
But you still put everything in the same pot, like you boil the noodles in the Hamburger Helper.
It's a two-step.
But you're also, brown the meat, like, I mean, you're
dump everything else
in. It's like a more watery sauce that cooks down. Mm-hmm. Like there's, yeah.
Well, listen, Hamburger Helper. It's not like
those. It's not like those TikTok things that are just absolute disgusting.
Hamburger Helper is wrapped good around up until you're about 30 years old.
I can eat a whole box of beef stroganoff right now.
Matt, that me and you are hanging out. We're going to fucking get drunk and eat beef stroganoff Hamburger Helper.
I was going to say, that's the one flavor that is,
Here's a trick to Hamburger Helper. Don't use hamburger. Use sirloin tips.
Oh, shut up.
Sirloin tips. I use side
bone sausage. Any cooking advice from you?
I like a ribeye with my ramen, too.
Frank's probably said a good ingredient, and it was to plus up Hamburger Helper. No, not sirloin tips. Don't mix that with your Hamburger Helper.
I had a roommate. My college roommate used to do that shit.
Oh.
He would get the sirloin tips from our job. Like,
they would probably
cut up the meat, and he would scrape some of that into a Tupperware, take it home, cook that up, and then throw Hamburger Helper on top.
That sounds pretty good. I can't be mad.
All right, man. Look, you didn't mention you didn't mention that it was stolen sirloin tips. That changes the game.
There we go. Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize for leaving you.
It's okay.
You can steal some sirloin tips.
Yes.
I have never met somebody who's worked in a restaurant and hasn't stolen food at least once.
Yeah, I mean, I used to steal handfuls of crackers because.
Who was this guy's mother? Like Sandra Lee, the almost homemade lady. She'd like just take packaged food and throw expensive ingredients in it and then just slam a massive cocktail.
She was the wife of a doctor.
It sounds good. I don't think I've ever eaten a half stolen meal.
I've eaten a fully stolen meal. Is that kind
of. I just realized, Mahogany, you're not wearing glasses. Are you wearing contacts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
I just thought you were tired of looking at all of us.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first.
I'm out.
It was very nice.
Bye.
I haven't worn contacts in like, I don't know, probably like 10 years just because allergies and whatnot. But
yeah, I remember it was your look for a while back then when we hung out.
But trying to do makeup and not being able to see is finally enough. I finally had enough of that.
Yeah, I get that. I never can do my makeup with my glasses on.
Yeah, it breaks the foundation. It's badly blended. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
the challenges.
Although I will say, I put eyeliner on once for a costume, like my Viking costume. I wore eyeliner. I look fucking good.
Eyeliner why, makes why everybody you do it more than once? Look fucking good.
Boys are cute in makeup.
Please use the correct term. It's guy liner. That's we're using only cringy neologisms here.
No. It's I'll not tell you, gender specific.
I'll tell you, oh, someone who feels like he knows Frakes on a pretty deep level. The reason he's never worn makeup again is because the only place he goes is work, and the construction worker guys don't need to see pretty Frakes.
That is 100% true.
That is fair. That is fair. Enough. If you don't got a way to wear it, then what? Like, yeah, okay.
I mean, if I went to Target, maybe.
You're Walmart can suck a dick. Target gets the makeup.
Yeah.
You're looking real pretty today, Frakes. You want to share my myth with me?
Yeah.
Actually, we're all a pretty clean-cut crew. We don't have any meth heads.
Does anyone else wear eyeliner on the job site?
No. Clean-cut. Does not mean
the shit that keeps the glare out of your eyes. Just the
ooh, that's like a great the football idea. Players
grease paint is what they use.
Yeah, but there's an actual term for it. Now they have stickers for that. They just put stickers, glare strips.
How does that work when you start sweating?
If it's stickers, it adheres.
You put it on a clean face, it's got a good, stick. And I'm sure they have some on the sidelines. If it comes off, they'll hook you up.
You should probably exfoliate before you put it on. That would probably help.
That would help.
I would do that like at the break room or something before you start.
That brings up an interesting job.
That it's called a locker room.
He's talking about construction.
I was bringing it back to Frakes' job and him. Wearing eyeliner there tomorrow.
Well, here's the question about the sticker stick it to the face. And this is something I didn't know until I did construction. People sweat different. I'm one of those where it just comes straight out of wherever the face. Mm-hmm. Some people I realize all their sweat comes from their forehead and works its way down.
Yeah.
It just comes straight out where it needs to be.
Mine is a chest and under the moobs. That's where it comes out the most. Well, obviously, that's what gold bond friction defense is for.
Not obvious.
But I think for me, I would need the paint because I feel like my sweat would just come up under the sticker and then slide it off my face.
So what I'm hearing is the best way to work construction if you want to have glare proofing makeup on is just Juggalo paint.
Yeah. And guy liner.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Or corpse paint.
Corpse paint.
Black that's, metal.
That's black I'm not, metal.
I'm not digging somebody up for paint. That's stupid.
it's free.
Yeah, digging a 6-foot hole. Free.
It's monetarily free. I mean, there are repercussions. Corpse desecration is really frowned upon in this country.
I can see where it might be looked down on. Everybody's especially so in this state.
Precious about their corpses around here.
Yeah.
You know, that's twice since we didn't record this earlier, but this is twice now that we've talked about digging graves since we started talking
it's
30 morbid, minutes ago.
It's real.
Well, you joke about what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oi passed away several weeks ago, and it was horribly sad. He was 13. No, 14. Cancer, diabetes. It hit him hard. And I had to go put him down.
And this is a dog, by the way. Just
this is a dog. Yeah, this is a dope dog. His photos were in the credits at the end, him and Aria.
he's the goodest boy.
I rent a place, so I didn't think it was legal for me to just bury him here. So yeah. I paid for the cremation.
Oh.
And that's where you leave the dog there, and then you come back in a few days, and they hand you the remains in a tidy little box. So I drove back up there a few days later to go pick up the remains, and I'm in the parking lot, and I've got the box, and I'm reading the letter that they left, and I'm just fucking crying. I'm bawling my goddamn eyes out in the middle of this parking lot, and I'm so distraught that I didn't realize that they misspelled his name. It said Ox, My dog's name is two letters and they got one of them wrong.
Yeah, that's a 50% success rate. Come on.
Or there's a 50-50 chance that I was crying my eyes out over somebody else's dog named Ox and I had the wrong remains.
Oh, no.
I still have them. I didn't want to go figure that
out.
We
all can do a swap.
We can yeah, we call them up. No.
Yeah, someone's crying. Well, they got my dog's name wrong. We're doing a D&D 5e podcast.
Do you have particularly sloppy handwriting? Because I've seen people that can go either way on their X's and Y's.
I mean,
yeah, that's.
It might not have been their fault, but to me.
You wrote cleric and it looked like Cedric.
Well, that's because my cleric was based off Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah. The cleric, I mean, honestly, if you look at cleric and Cedric together, you think they're the same word until you really look like when you're normal reading, where you're not really, your brain just kind of processes like the peripheral words as you're moving.
Until I was like 16, heaven was full of angles. So
your head was full of what?
Until I was 16, heaven was full of angles.
Oh, God.
I mean, it likely is.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Non-Euclidean space.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they got to hide those hounds of Tyndalos somewhere.
Behind all the angles.
I think it's weird taking the eye exam. I very much notice that I fucking failed the test.
You failed the eye test? Mm-hmm. Did you? I'm sorry. Did you study? But I'm not going to ask that question.
I study too hard. That's the problem. Like, I can feel it. Like, if I focus, like I was focusing to see stuff while I was in that chair, then I can see just fine. But if I'm just looking at something, it's blurry. And that sucks. Like, stuff that's really close to me, where it says recording in the top left-hand corner of the screen is blurry. Oh. But if I'm like, you know, if I'm like trying to see it hard, like I was while I was sitting in the chair with all the pressure of like, is this the right one or is this the right one? And I'm like,
oh, I hate that. Number one or number two?
Like, number I can absolutely feel my eye like focusing, like trying. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
You gotta go in.
It's like, they should give me the tests and then like let me calm down and then give me the test again. Because the first time,
you got to go in with a no mind, like empty your mind out completely. When you go in there, relax your eyes, relax everything, not your bowels, but everything else.
Because it's like, I know what it says, but it's not clear. Yeah. But I can tell you what it says because I'm good at figuring that shit out.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna turn your brain off and just go with your eyes in the way that you actually want to look at things, not with strain or stress.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very zen.
When you go to
I think that's why they have like the C and the G and some of those letters in there that's how they can tell with those letters if you're guessing. Pretty sure.
When you go to the DMV, I wish I'd do terrible
now because I keep thinking I'm going to have like super C.
That's your third attempt, Toker.
When you go to the DMV and you have to do the eye thing when you re-up, do you close one eye to make it work?
You can do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's just to pass your, it's just to say, yeah, okay, I can see. I can see enough to drive.
I feel like they just ask you, like, what's the lowest run you could read there? So you just go for, like, the second to last one and, like, yeah, I got this, right?
Yeah, but it's I don't think it's my vision. It's the fact that it wasn't built for my head or, like, maybe my eyes are spaced. Close one eye and I get it right every time.
Maybe you have one eye that's really perfect and the other eye might need some help.
Yeah, I mean, my left eye is a little blurry. My right eye is on point.
That's why you close one eye.
You should start start wearing an eye patch over your good eye so that you compensate with your bad eye and makes it better.
That way, when you
go look cool, the eye
patch is not true at all.
It makes sense.
Then I'll have a cool story about my eye patch. Yeah, and that cool story is that my eyesight isn't great, so I I cover the bad one up.
I'm saving this eye for when I'm old.
You can swap it around like halfway through the night. It's like, Right shift, left shift.
Well, that's actually, that would work for when you wake up in the middle of the night, you swap your eye over, now you have night vision.
You wake up in the middle of the night, you already had your eyes closed.
Doesn't count.
I need a different optometrist, apparently.
Don't take my advice. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, he's my doctor's never offered me night vision.
Yeah, Frank's advice is worse than random people on Reddit posts. That's
oh yeah.
You can see that he's full of shit. Those guys, you just have to imagine that they're wrong.
Just like whoever's been downvoted like 8 million times. That's probably the most common. That's probably the best advice on the whole thread.
You want to play this stupid game?
Honestly, I've been playing. I was playing Wrath of the Righteous, the online, or the, I don't know if it's on. I guess it's on. I know it's on Steam. I don't know what else it's on, but it's kind of like Pillars of Eternity, that type Diablo style type of game, but it's Pathfinder. But it's pretty fun. I mean, it's pretty close to the rules.
Yeah, sometimes I'll Google a question about Pathfinder and I'll be halfway through reading it before I realize it's an answer to the video game and not the books that we play.
Yeah, you have to look for the Wrath of Righteous and it'll come up. But the problem is there's a Wrath of Righteous campaign that you can actually play in Pathfinder. Like, you know, we could play it on here or whatever, but it's a pretty fun game. I mean, there's some of the stuff that, I mean, for a video game, they want you to read too much, right?
Yeah.
If I'm playing a video game, I'm done with reading for the day for the most part.
It's like Pillars of Eternity 2 has a tactics mode in it, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then, but it's so much fucking dialogue. It's a lot. And then I'll realize I've sat down to play this game for 2 hours, and I haven't been in one combat yet because I'm meandering from spot to spot in a town.
And reading shit.
Figuring out this quest before I get to the combat. And it's aggravating.
No, it's like one of my games. Jesus.
Like, what kills me in games with reading is it like when they have like books in the game and they have like, or maybe there's a letter that you pick up from somebody. It's like, do I actually have to read this? Or is it, you know, I wish they would just put a disclaimer. You don't have to read any of that shit if you don't want to, but there's cool stuff in there if you feel like it. Please let me know.
This is important, right?
Yeah, because you should
probably read this one.
I hate when you get to the end of, like, later in the game, you're like, shit, I don't know what's happening because I didn't read any of that stuff.
Skyrim does the whole, like, if you click the book and it's part of the quest, you can see your quest update, and then you just don't read the rest. You can go to the abbreviated, where do I go next on the quest? But then you have to take into account that a bunch of people wrote all those books, and you're mad. You're mad that you have to read them, and they're probably,
When I first got Skyrim, I played it. I mean, I would read all those books because I didn't know I knew some of them probably like skill ups and stuff from Oblivion. Mm. So initially, I would read them all. And I said, well, maybe they've got a timer set so they know how long you'd like have the book open. And that's how they tell if you read it or not. So it wasn't like, I don't know, maybe my second or third playthrough that I saw somewhere, but it doesn't matter. You just, there's only certain books you can click on, which were the skill books. And all you had to do was open them.
Yeah.
I read so many fucking stories about Olaf and all the other fucking people in the Skyrim.
And the Lusty Arcanian.
The Lusty Arcanian Volume 1, 2, 3.
Popular series. It has a lot of deep characterization.
It's funny where you find that book in that game sometimes, though. Like, there's one cave, there's like three bears in there, and there's all it is that book in the middle of the three bears.
Three bears, one cave, and a porn book.
It was just like, what? What? I don't understand any of that.
It's not porn, it's literature.
Sorry, smut.
It's trash. It's trash.
One man's trash. Like
trash.
This is another man's pornography.
Erotica.
There we go. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
It's like that comes with some class.
I've heard it said that. Erotica uses a feather. Pornography uses the chicken.
I don't like where my brain went when you said that. It's not your fault at all. It's mine. Actually, it's kind of Rob Zombie's fault, if we're being real.
Oh, does he fuck chickens?
He broke the line.
Yeah, devil's reject.
Are you some kind of chicken fucker?
You boys ain't planning on fucking these chickens now, are you?
That's so.
Do I look like I'm a chicken fucker?
Yeah, it's a movie. It's a
classic.
Okay. It is,
it's certainly a film.
It is one of the movies of all time.
Certainly an hour and a half long.
Well, I like Devil's Rejects, but that scene comes out of nowhere and for no reason. It doesn't push the plot along. It doesn't introduce a new character. It is just, you know what? These two guys are going to buy chickens and this guy thinks the other one's going to fuck it.
I feel like scenes like that are necessary. There should be more scenes like that in movies, mainly because if not, then it's just you're just pushing me along. Like, let me get there. Yeah. Don't just.
She needs to take an off ramp to rest from the plot every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me enjoy this entertainment and not know exactly where I'm going. You know.
I like that too. I mean, you take a 10-minute break and just be like, I want to be like, what the fuck? I want to be thoroughly entertained and just curious and just for 10 minutes. Yeah. But then the same way, I'm like, I don't want to have anything to do with the rest of the movie. It's good. I love it.
It makes me think of the scene from A Scanner Darkly where the death of Charles Frick, where most of the movie, it's got Robert Downey Jr. in it, Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder, and it's kind of dark. Keanu Reeves is lead. There's a few like Woody Harrelson, Robert Downey Jr. moments that are a little lighthearted, but it's mostly kind of a serious movie. And then Charles Freck is a guy who has decided to kill himself, which is very dark. But the process that he goes through to do it ends up with him having a conversation with an alien from parallel dimensions that starts reading him his list of sins. And it's so off the wall that it's you forget what movie you're watching for a second. It's phenomenal. I love that scene.
Because he reads that list for a little while.
Oh, yeah. When you were four,
until it was
you
a little punched bit uncomfortable.
he's under the covers and just poking out. And he goes, when does the list end? And the devil or the demon just goes, the list never ends. And he goes back to reading. It's phenomenal.
That's a great movie.
Let's just go on Tubi. Let's watch Scanner Darkly. Let's just do that right now.
Let's just do that. Let's do it.
Let's watch that other Linklater movie with the animation, with the one with Alex Jones driving around yelling.
No, that one's depressing. Waking Life.
Is it the same director?
Yeah.
But it sucked.
It's not that it sucked. It's just it's preachy.
It sucks.
It's worth a watch, but it's this guy floating from dream to dream, and each dream is a different, like, it's its own little, like, short film, each dream that he steps into, and somehow it connects. It's just, it's almost too weird. I've watched it a lot, but I can't explain it.
He watches it high, so he will never be
able to. I was on a lot of drugs when that movie came into my life, and I was still on a lot of drugs when it left.
I think that's what that movie's for, to be your companion through that sort of thing.
Waking Life?
Maybe.
I didn't know that was Alex Jones until years later.
Yeah.
And that's like my favorite scene.
Alex Jones. Alex Jones was in that?
Yeah.
The news person.
Cartoon thing. Alex Jones driving around screaming on a bullhorn.
Yeah.
Oh, it was cartoon. No.
What's one of the live action with the cartoon over, just like A Scanner Darkly is?
Oh, rotoscope. Okay.
No.
It's rotoscope, but the style change is pretty free.
Technically, rotoscope. Is the
whole movie like that?
Yeah.
Okay, then I definitely haven't seen it.
And the main character is the kid from Dazed and Confused, the one who is the main star of Dazed and Confused, but nobody remembers. He's the long-haired, weird kid. He's the main character, and nobody ever quotes anything he did in it, because he's just there to take you to all the other cool people.
Like Linklater,
dark hair with the toboggan. He wore the toboggan with straight black kind of dark hair.
No, I don't think he was cool enough for a toboggan. It's been a while since I've watched Dazed and Confused.
Linklater launched a lot of careers early on in the 90s and early 2000s, but man, that one was failed to launch. Period. That guy.
Yeah, no, he never made it. He made it to Waking Life.
I found a video on YouTube that was just the footage shot for the movie. They made the whole movie in like live action, and then they went back and animated it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very peculiar.
Yeah, no probably special effects. Not nearly as entertaining to watch.
No Foley, no music, just these actors doing this incredibly weird dialogue.
It's why originally I animated our show, because I assumed none of us were cool enough to just be ourselves.
I mean, we're still right. Aren't, but you know.
Yeah. Still doing it's all right though. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing a thing today?
This is pretty
yeah, cool. I said that 15 minutes ago. You're the one that wanted to talk about. No, I did a little bit too, but
yeah. You brought the shit up, not me.
Yeah, but you brought up the whole you can watch it unanimated. We didn't need that. Nobody needs to know that.
Yeah, I'm stalling because I don't remember anything that happened the last two sessions because I was so out of it. Because I was
we know you complained profusely about it.
Shit went down.
Mm-hmm. I got a cool mask.
It's not like it's recorded anywhere.
Oh, nah. I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, it's not like it's been up edited for weeks. It's for not like watch.
He spends hours in a van driving around where he could easily listen to and catch up on the show.
You know, Kevin, nobody wants your input ever. Gosh.
Not only could he listen, he could also like and comment and share. But, you know, that's... just asking too much, I guess.
It's an ask, man. I got an online reputation. I got an image to curate.
No, you don't. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't. What you do have is a dungeon that you are currently in beneath the temple that a sun giant was on top of. This used to be a temple to...
Horus?
No.
Anubis.
That was Ra. No, we found a statue of Anubis.
No, it was Anubis, the god of the dead.
Right, this was the god of the sun, though. Which would be Ra.
Ra.
I promise you, it was Anubis.
Yeah, Kevin knows more about this game than any of us.
I don't ever refute him.
We're gonna pull it up and find out that he's wrong later, I think.
That's his function, Kevin, knowing things about this game and only this game. He knows nothing.
I mean, Anubis is the god of the underworld.
Yeah, and it was Anubis because Amon didn't want it to be reconsecrated because...
No, it's Ra.
It's Ra.
Ra.
No.
Yeah.
You're saying Ra because of the giant.
No, it's Ra because remember that lady? She had no eyes. And you wanted to order. Yeah. She was the goddess of, or a thing of Ra.
Ra.
Oh, I know why you're saying Anubis.
Or you mean the dog-headed statue?
Yeah, we found a Anubis statue. Remember that.
Or Anubai. I don't know if they have like their own monster classification.
It's Anubis's. Anubis's?
Anubai.
Anubai.
Anubis's.
Anubis's.
Or is it Osiris? Are we
it's
all
Osiris.
Wrong?
It's Osiris.
We're all wrong.
So there.
It's the Lord of Anubis. The Living.
Ah.
I was going to say that.
Cool.
Damn it.
What a loser. Fuck that guy. He's a little bitch. I'll whoop his ass.
Okay.
I felt like we should change the story and like a different god would take over from Osiris while we weren't looking.
You know, it was Osiris. Noob's god, Selket, didn't want him to come here to reawaken Anubis. Osiris.
It looks like he ain't put up with any shit, though, from that video. I mean, that picture right there. Look at that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, but my god's cooler than that one.
That y'all is set.
Wait, what's are y'all? Can y'all see what I'm got?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're sharing all this.
Sharing the wrong screen.
Oh. Kevin even said, "Are you sure you want to share this?" But he said it real quietly, so you didn't hear him.
Yeah. The first thing
that look better.
I don't say anything quietly.
You did though.
Kevin, you're losing your touch.
Okay, I'll work harder on it. I'll make sure not to
fumble good.
That again.
That was absolute praise from me.
Yeah. So, Osiris, it's been a while. I fucking forgot to. Anywho, you guys are in a dungeon. The last thing is you heard the sound, you smelled rot and the sound of
bone on stone.
Something ahead. But you weren't close enough to see what it was.
Something coming towards us or just making noise?
You smell rot, you hear noise.
I smell rot and hear noise. Perhaps someone else should go first.
Yeah, I'll put my. I'll head up first. I don't mind.
I'll be up front too. I'm all right with that.
Come on, Ladros.
Someone with better access.
I remind Dorian of the poison I handed him.
Oh, okay.
Still apply it.
Well, shit. I'll poison my blade while we're not doing anything.
Yeah, I like to remind y'all of my new blind sense, blind sight for 20 feet.
Oh, yeah, so that's, you can't see anything else. Just not that, past
20
right?
feet. Yeah, that's my blind vision is up to 20 feet.
At 20 feet, he can see everything. Mm-hmm. Past 20 feet, he can see nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see fucking everything within the range of 20 feet.
I'll be
I like to be
tracks.
Like fourth-ish.
So if I stand 21 feet from you with a super soaker.
You son of a bitch.
That's a good spot to be in.
All right, so the Laudamon and Frakes.
Ladros.
Walk ahead, and as you get to the corner there, and there's enough light now to see ahead. You can see that there are four very undead looking humanoids gathered around, and they have indeed also noticed you. So let's just jump right into initiatives.
Ugh.
Nope.
That's not bad, not good. It's okay, I'll take it.
Now I'm gonna re-roll mine.
Yeah, me too. Fuck it.
What? You could just
not taking it that this early.
Mm-mm. Oh, mine's way worse. Sorry, so I'm sticking with the first one.
As a matter of principle, I'm gonna stay with my first one as well.
Why is my something's up?
What do you mean?
I'm no longer fatigued.
That is correct.
No. Oh, yeah, because,
Spicy salt.
Spicy got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think
we're not hasted, though.
Nah, we're not hasted.
I do think we're all, like, we all got, missing points
how
back.
How far off?
Restorations.
Oh, wait, no, we stopped for a while.
Yeah, we stopped for 10 minutes for restoration, so that means the iron skin potion is gone as well.
Yeah. All the buffs are gone.
Yeah.
I'm still down summon spells and stuff. I've got a haste though too, I can pop up.
Well, let's see if you rolled high enough to cast it.
What?
What's your initiative?
17,000 foot. No, I'm just kidding. It's 11.
It's 11. So there wasn't even a 7 in there. Gotcha.
It was a 7. It was I rolled a 7, I have a +4. So
Thunder.
my initiative is 20.
All right.
Oh, well, shit.
That's almost the best initiative I could have.
Amon.
13.
Ladros.
11. I rolled a 4 and have a 7.
All right, so you're the plus. You're the first 11. Dorian?
Mine's extra cursed. I have a 13, but that's because I rolled a 1.
Oh, so staggered first round.
Right.
Dr. Pox.
I forget we do that.
18.
Wow. None of you guys beat them.
Hooray.
Yet.
Good. Then
what about
the
surprise round?
Yeah, there is that.
Who got the undead
like saw them first.
From Amon?
No, we saw them at the same time they saw us. He made that clear.
Not at the same time.
Yeah. Y'all came up noisily, and they looked. Y'all looked. Saw each other at the same time.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't sneak.
Well, the good thing is there. Maybe we got him.
Yeah, choke point.
And it's choke point. That's what I was trying to think of the word. Ooh, that's a good formation. Get everybody up there in a little tight knit group.
Cool artwork.
Stick together. Together is how you'll beat us.
Yeah, they got they each got their own little tokens, which are cool. A thick tangle of discolored entrails clings to this lurching skeleton's torso and winds upward to loll from its jaw like a clawed tongue.
Oh, no. Crap.
Is it undead?
They are undead.
I'm not going to metagame here.
So let's see what it does.
Shit you won't like, and me, yeah,
stuff,
I mean.
Stuff that you probably won't like. All right, flat-footed Vladros.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was so close to being a critical, but it's not. That's 29 to hit your flat-footed.
Yes, if this was second edition, that would be a critical.
It's not, because not buying all those books again.
That's exactly what you needed to hit my flat-footed.
Oh, then that was for Amon.
No. Thank God.
Give me a fortitude save.
No. I'm a ghoul.
Oh, yeah.
I am immune to things that require a fortitude save.
Unless it also works on objects.
Does it work on objects?
If it's ability damage, the answer is no.
Yeah.
It's not ability damage.
Okay.
Is it bleed, death effects, disease, energy?
No. I think that it's because I forgot that you're undead. I forgot that you're undead. I don't know if they would have tried to do this or not.
I look not undead because of my hat of disguise.
Okay, well then, yeah, you do not have to roll the fortitude save. Its tongue hits you and does nothing.
That was 5, no 10, damage?
15, 20, 25. Nope, no damage. Yep, no damage.
Do I know what it was supposed to do?
No.
Oh.
It just feels like getting, a French kiss from a monster.
And then it moves away.
Oh, that's because we mentioned choke point, isn't it?
No, it's because they have spring attack.
Oh.
Very garbage monsters.
Mosaico. And.
It's undead. Keep in mind, we got trying some... to kiss me.
We got, we do have area effect spells and abilities.
Listen, Mahogany, if it was ever your time to shine.
Too bad none of us is going to go before the monster.
No, it's fine. No, I hope the monsters all go. It's fine. I'm just saying, once y'all do go, don't take away our one advantage we got right now with this choke point.
Well, I've got a mover standard, so I'm probably not going to move. I'm just going to do standard.
Then it is Saunders go.
Got some shit on them.
What happened? Did they just disappear?
Two of them. One of them went north to where you can't see it anymore. One of them went south to where you can't see it anymore. One of them ran up and licked Frakes, and nothing happened. And the other one is just kind of standing there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So, actually, let's go to here. And with dark vision, can I see them in there?
15, 20, 25, 30. You can see the one that's a little bit south there.
I can see all three of them? Or I can just see that one to the south?
You can see three of them.
Okay, I thought so. Cool.
Be careful, they are licky.
But we don't know anything about them yet, huh?
Nobody's done the
knowledge. What kind of knowledge do I need to do? okay. I can actually do decent on that one, so I'll try. 26.
Okay. You can tell that these are Rabisus.
Oh.
Oh, don't freeze on me. Oh, no.
What happened?
My Hero Lab froze on the other computer, and, well, there it is. Okay. Just took it a second. Oh, I was wrong earlier. They are not undead.
Ah, weird.
Despite their ghoulish appearance, Rabisus are living creatures. It's the first line in their description. So they're actually fey. While they can manipulate objects with their talons, they cannot wield weapons. They love the taste of blood. So you know they're not undead, even though they appear to be undead. They are fey.
Wait, these are the same things we fought last time. That's what that was. What we fought the last time was the Rabisus. They looked undead, but they were.
Oh, fey, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong. I'm looking at the wrong one.
These are morgues, aren't they?
They're morgues. Yes.
Okay, sorry. That's what I thought.
This is a desert morgue.
Ugh. Undead serial killers.
So these are undead. Jesus, get it together, me.
Edit all that out.
I won't. I leave my mistakes in. Those who slay many over the course of their lifetimes, be they serial killers, mass murderers, warmongering soldiers, or battle-driven berserkers, become marked and tainted by the sheer weight of their murderous deeds. When such killers are brought to justice and publicly executed for their heinous crimes, before they have a chance to atone, the remains sometimes return to unlife to continue their dark work as a morgue. And here you are, against four of them.
These guys must have had a work release program.
to get into their thing, they are undead. They have all the undead immunities. They have a slam attack. If they kill any of you, you will turn. There's a chance you will turn into one of them.
Can I play as my own morgue if I die?
No.
Come on.
No, you become a normal morgue.
Yeah.
Noob, your camera's gone too, by the way.
Yeah, my camera's all fucky. I don't know why.
Mahogany, you realize what they were trying to do was paralyze Vladros with their tongue attack.
Their kissing is that good.
Yeah, they're kissing just, yeah.
It's like my dad.
What's that song that comes? Do, 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 do. It's like some high school. I don't want to wait for other hours to be over. I want to know right now. Anytime their tongue touches, the camera swirls around your head and that song starts playing.
I don't want to.
See, I thought it would be, so kiss me.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. But other than undead stuff, they don't have any other special.
Sixpence, none the richer.
You know.
Thank you for clarifying that. I was gonna look it up. I really was. I'm like, who the fuck sings that?
Alrighty then. So,
However, these seem to have gear. You can see that they look like they were. Well, give me a perception.
Ooh, look harder.
Wow.
Tomb Guardians.
Use those new contacts.
34.
Oh yeah.
That is the best perception I've ever rolled there.
You see picks on some of them, sacks on the ground behind them. It looks like it was like mining. You know, like mining equipment, drills and stuff. And then some of them seem to be wearing really nice armor. You notice a nice ring on one of them, amulets. They seem like they're dressed adventurers.
For success.
But are now murderous, undead things that are trying to kill you in this hallway.
So what you're saying is we're in danger.
Yeah. So I believe if I put the fireball here, it can hit all of the three that I can see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I doubt there's anything else over there, but just because I can't see around the corner, that's why I want to make sure I'm getting the biggest area that I can get.
You're not metagaming.
Not at all. I mean, I really think that Sonder would be like, oh my God, there's a whole bunch of those things over there.
Right, really, no matter where you put that fireball, it would have hit the one that's to the north.
Nice. What is it? Reflex?
Yes. Tell me one, two, three. No. Tell me 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Just
pick a number.
I'm going to pick a number in the old-fashioned way of picking numbers. The freaking classic way. The number is
3. She's rolling a dice so that you can roll the dice.
The number is 3.
All right. The third one rolled a natural 1 on his save. The rest of them, I got... The next lowest one is a 21.
Alrighty then. So 21 is the DC.
Okay, so 3 of them made the reflex. 1 of them critically failed the reflex.
Woohoo. All right, so now I just have to roll the damage. And then 1 more.
Is this a divine fireball or just regular fireball?
This is just a regular fireball because it didn't say anything about them having resistance to fire.
They don't.
Fair enough.
So, I don't want to waste them all if I don't have to.
I don't want to waste!
New catch song, y'all. New catch song.
Telegraphing that one.
I don't want to wait for my soup to get colder.
I want to eat right now. Some chili beans.
Thank you.
All right, so just recounting to make sure that I didn't miscount. Oh, I did. Good.
What's another song?
Don't waste your time on me.
You're already the voice inside my head.
You know, it's another fun one. Whenever someone says it's been
39 the damage.
So it's 39.
Sorry.
I think.
39.
That's 18 to 3 of them. And 58 to 1.
Ooh.
Oof. Nice.
Dr. Pox.
Please 5 foot step me forward. I will concoct and throw a bomb, which has it hit 26 to hit the touch AC of the closest morgue.
Okay.
It has a 10-foot spread. So I know those two behind him will need to make a reflex save, DC 23.
It's a good DC.
One of them made it. The other one did not.
13 damage, half if they made their save. 31 points of fire damage to the front.
The front one. Okay.
Yeah.
Minus 31, and then you said it was how much for the splash?
13, half if they made the save. And that'll be my turn.
13, minus 6.
It's funny, this thing runs up and licks me, and then everybody just starts bombing the shit out.
You just throwing fucking fire at it.
Maybe they wanted to be friends.
They're like, that's sexual harassment. He doesn't have to take
That's right. Not how we say hello.
That's the same thing we do with dogs.
Hasn't even gotten angry yet.
I'm assuming Dorian has a higher initiative modifier than Amon.
Plus 12.
Plus 5.
Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, Dorian, then.
All right, well, I can...
Let's see Naga first.
I rolled a 1. I can do a move or a standard, you say?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cast Vanish on myself. There you go. I have vanished.
All right.
Hopefully they can't see invisible.
I used to be able to find this so fast. There it is. Just make him a little transparent there. All right, noob.
Hey, where'd he go?
I would like to move here. But before I move there, I will activate my armor thing. Or no, I'm going to activate my undead vestige, which gives me a +2 against... I look undead, but I get saving +2 saving throw against disease, mind-affecting effects, paralysis, poison, and stun.
Ah, he's been converted! Stab him!
I step into the shadow and I look like undead, but that's all I can do for this round.
Okay.
I mean, half our party's undead now, so we might as well just recruit these guys.
Great benefits.
We've got better benefits.
Ladros is the first 11.
Okay, this guy ran up and licked me. That made me angry. So I will fly into a rage. Moving into the room. I can annotate. That's right. I tried to move my pawn, and I could not, so I will go here.
I mean, you always have the option of, you know, delaying or holding your turn, you know.
No, after he licked me, and I'm angry.
All right.
Assuming you went that way to avoid all the attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, because I got plenty of room for that. And I see the guy to my north. I go, oh, shit. And I will swing on him.
Okay.
With Shashka. Power attack, furious focus. Ooh, 30 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. That will be... 33 damage.
All right.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'm trying to... I know tactically there are ways to play, but I'm trying to embody the character of an undead barbarian. No,
I understand. I mean, but I think sometimes we, as a group, we've... You know, our characters have played together long enough that we know... We can... I mean, that's not metagaming to know that, you know, certain characters can buff you or certain characters do area of effect stuff. That's not meta. You just... You know, your characters have been playing together for months.
But anger, man... Anger controls.
I mean, you do you. It's cool.
I think what he did's pretty good. The only thing I was worried about was North, a guy 5 foot stepping to get to me. But now if he does, he's flanked. And I can hit all of those guys.
Sure go Nim.
Okay, I'll cast Haste on everybody.
Except Lazarus, because he's too far. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah.
Can you beat my...
I was trying to get everybody the extra attack in, but it's cool.
Oh, is he actually too far? That's what you're talking about, yeah.
No, he's not too far. It's 30. It as long as there's someone else within 30 feet, it works like a chain thing. It bounces.
Hey, Matt, can you get past my SR?
Yeah, I was about to ask that. Can you do a little quick little SR?
Hey, can you beat their SR, and can you see Dorian to give him haste?
I know where he was. That's just a cash level check, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Plus my bonuses, which I've got +2.
I don't even bother with that shit.
So that's, I probably didn't because I rolled an 8, and so that gives me a 23.
You beat Kevin's.
21 or 23 beats mine of 19.
Okay.
I'll take haste. Zing.
So you got haste.
Okay.
And that'll be my go.
Mm.
Nope. This break is brought to you by Sexy Vampires. Sexy Vampires. They don't just suck your blood.
Kind of vampires, right?
But how do they
they eat ass.
I was gonna ask how they get an erection, but I guess it doesn't matter if they eat ass.
Alright.
You think they're like sharks, so if you have some kind of anal bleeding, they'll pick up on it? They usually get checked, blah blah blah.
They're like sharks, and they don't sleep. They have to eat ass all night, otherwise they'll die.
Ledros, I need you to give me a will save.
Ooh. Is this versus fear or no. Enchantments?
No.
Okay. Here we go.
You just got diarrhea.
It's an 11 on the die for 26.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you're fine. You hear whispering coming from the corner up here as the Rabisu that fled before was chanting some words at you. Fortunately, you passed its command undead spell.
Did it cast defensively?
No? I couldn't hit it.
You can't see it, noob.
I can't with my 20 feet perfect vision.
It's up here.
Oh, up there. Sorry. I thought you, sorry. When you said north corner, I thought you were talking about this guy.
Yeah, still. No. Way up there.
Okay. Cool. what do you mean?
What is he telling me to do, though?
Oh, to attack the radiant knight behind you.
Ooh.
No. He thinks I'm a radiant?
Hey, you.
Oh. I was kind of flattered.
And then let's see. What else
talking
is he
going to
do?
Saunder.
All right, I'm going to try to beat your SR, noob. It's what, 32?
It's just 30.
It's just 30. So I have to roll...
Just 30.
I have to roll an 18 or better. I'll bring up the roller.
Listen, dude, this shield you get, like, I feel very good about what you've given me so far.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Chicken food.
And I can't even get an adamantine sword for it.
I was only 16 shy.
What was trying to be cast on me?
Oh, he was trying to enfeeble you again.
Dugger, stop! Dugger. Come on, Dugger. Man.
Dugger, wait. I'm gonna give this monster a Benny.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Wait, the Rabisu cast Command Undead and then...
That's so close.
Yeah.
Oh,
it can cast multiple spells?
It can.
What?
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's bad.
Frank's kill.
And then it moves up the corridor.
We have a recurring villain in this dungeon now.
You do.
Oh, that's cool.
You have one that's going to keep showing up and try to murder you.
What's
Let's see what these things do. All right, let's just waylay here. Fuck it. Get into flanking. Y'all aren't stupid. 5 foot steps. Let's go with the... let me get Wango. Back on the right character sheet here. That is going to be 2, 4, 6 total slam attacks coming at you.
Third.
We'll start with the one to the north. Since he's flanking now. I don't think that's
extra AC from haste.
One is only a 22 to hit.
Nope.
Okay. The other one is a 35.
Yes.
All right. So you take 13 damage.
Okay.
And does a... Well, maybe 24 beat your CMD.
Does not.
Okay.
Especially not while raging.
The one to the south will take his 2 slam attacks on you.
Uh,
That's going to be a 20... 25?
Yep.
All right, so that's two hits from that one. 7 damage and 9 damage.
Okay.
Does a... that's going to be a 35 to beat your CMD.
Oh, so close. No.
Does it beat your CMD?
Does not.
Okay.
Not while I'm raging, it does not.
Then the last one will do its 2 slam attacks on you.
Yeah, just a heads up.
Not players, flanking.
I have no way of healing you.
It's cool.
We've used all those.
That's going to be 2 hits for sure.
Okay.
Almost two crits. 18 and a 19 on the die. But for crap, 6 damage and 11 damage.
Okay.
And, well, this is the highest I've rolled on a grapple yet. 36.
Yeah, that is it exactly.
Then you are grappled.
Okay.
I have to roll a 17 or higher to grapple you with a plus 19. Did I do that math right?
Which one's grappling?
Yeah, grappling. That's me 36.
Yep.
the one to the straight across from you.
The Easter.
The one that didn't get the flanking bonus.
Good. Okay.
And then this last one here. Shit. He's going to do the same thing. I'm going to 5-foot step up. If you were anybody else, they also would have tried to paralyze you 4 times. But
instead of giving me gear, you made me a ghoul, which is dope.
So he gets his 2 slams. One is a miss. The other one is a critical.
Ooh.
Percentiles. Well, that is 2d10. That doesn't do it. Wait.
That's 100.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a 90 and a 10. That's what makes it 100.
Yeah.
No. All zeros makes it 100.
No, it because he rolled a D10, a D100 and D100.
Oh, yeah. Wait. It's a 0 and a 10, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they were both 10s. It was a 10 and a 90.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a 9 or a 90, yeah.
That would be a 90, right? Because...
No, it's a 70.
No, I was... the first one was right.
What did these look like?
The first one was 2... Like, there was no 1s. There was number. No... They were all 90s.
Hit the regular... Yeah, hit the one...
I got a D...
Yeah, no.
Right.
They're supposed to look like... Oh, you can't see those.
Supposed to get 1 regular D10 and a percentile D10. That's how... There you go. That's it.
Which I thought I rolled the first time.
No,
I
it was a not. 10 and a 90.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine. 34, so just regular crit damage.
Okay. So that's bad enough.
I mean, the damage isn't crazy here. So that's 10, 14, 17 damage on the crit.
Okay. Oof. That's still...
Nickel and diamond.
Yep. Now, granted, all of those got 8 knocked off of them, so...
Yeah.
But
So you're fine.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'll live forever. Or I'll continue to exist in undeath forever.
This one will also... Yeah, there's no point in double grappling you. All right, that is all of the bad guys go. And we're out of time.
Sure. All right,
we'll go through this last round. Sonder. Holy fireball.
No.
Do it.
It's going to be a holy smite because of reasons. So this time it's a on it's another AoE.
Oh,
I'm gonna put it the same place I put the last one. It was like right here. Just okay. For safety's sake.
Can that hit Franks?
Yep.
Is he, are you
undead? Good?
Are you good?
I don't know, actually. I know that I started off as a neutral good, but I don't know if being a ghoul changes that.
Being a ghoul has not changed your personality.
Dope. Then I'm still good.
All right. So, and you're not an outsider, so you should be fine.
But it doesn't say anything against evil or undead in general?
No. Smite Foe does, but that's a single person. But yeah, so I'm not going to bet a game and put it where I know it could hit that other thing. I'm going to put it where I put the last one because that just
You can see all of them.
I could see that guy come in and go up there, couldn't I? Yeah. All right, so I'm going to put it as far up as I can, but see, I can't see around that corner.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's a 20-foot thing, right?
It's 20-foot radius, so it'll get 20-foot this way and 20-foot that way. But so like 40-foot...
It'd be impossible for you not to hit all of them is what I'm saying.
Okay.
She's talking about the Rabisi as well.
Yeah.
That's
what I was saying. Like, if I were metagaming, I would have moved up and tried to aim it up the hall, but I'm not doing that. So the four that I that I hit will save, please. Looking for a 22. And I think this is just 5d8. Because they're not outsiders, right?
They're not. They're just undead.
Mm-hmm.
Just undead, evil undead creatures.
Where are you, D8? Right,
so...
Another one.
Oh, not that guy. 25. 26.
I have so many. Okay.
12, 26, 25, 26, 26.
If 12. You were looking for 22.
All right, so three of them saved.
Okay, so they will take half as long as they don't have, what's that thing called?
Well, evasion wouldn't work because those were will saves.
No.
True that.
Guess which one failed?
Which one?
Same one that failed the fireball.
Is that the one grabbing me?
No.
28. Oh, holy damage.
And then 14 to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Math on a few guys here. None. Oh. The one that failed the fireball also does.
Good. Aww. Like we just got to know him.
You killed one. The rest take damage, but seem to be more resistant to your magic for some reason, because that's what the dice say. And we move on to Dr. Pox.
All right. Dr. Pox comes armed to bear. Throwing three bombs. Does a 21 hit the one that is grappling Franks' touch AC?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if Franks was a character or a person here.
Three bombs hit.
I refuse to learn.
That's that lazy tongue.
First bomb. 23 points to the main target.
Okay.
13 to the other two, unless they make a reflex save for half.
They both got the reflex.
All right. Well, they take half. Second bomb, 22. Am
I not subject to the splash?
No. I have precise bombs.
Cool.
Second bomb is 22, 13 splash.
One failed. Okay.
third bomb, 23 points, 13 splash.
Yeah, well, the guy holding Frakes is dead.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And the other two, a little extra charred, but still around.
You had a dog in the camera.
I did.
Hi, Aria.
She can't hear that.
I know.
I'll pass it along later.
I appreciate it. Tell her I said hello.
Frank says hello.
Hey, Matt.
No, she just farted and went back to sleep.
Any chance we can get a view of your house guest?
Dorian.
Yeah. He doesn't have a name.
I know. We're hasted, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're hasted.
All right, well, I'm going to move all the way through all this nonsense to get on the other side of the monster to the north of Vladrost and attack.
There?
Yeah. Okay. I'm invisible, but if they like to take attacks or opportunity on an invisible person they cannot see, let them.
Oh, God. Don't they have the same? They can see just like a monk. They have... Oh.
Sorry.
Jealous. Got a lot to say.
Oh, that's the other dog. I was like, wow, that little dog has a big voice coming out of that dog.
Oh, he is a little guy.
Oh, gosh.
So cute. Mine.
Now, Toker, bring Aria up here so she can see him and see if they're okay.
Dogs can't see TVs.
Hey, Toker, what's Task's dog's name?
Hound.
Hound. There you go.
I'm going to call you Beagley.
He looks hypoallergenic. I want him.
He's not wearing his bow tie, though, so deal's off.
Don't even joke.
Are you attacking this thing?
Yeah, Dorian. Did you attack?
Yeah, I'm going to get... I was just waiting for everyone to finish fawning. I will attack.
I'm sitting here thinking that I'm supposed to be doing something, but I forgot that it was you. We're waiting on you.
All right.
This little dog's doing good with Luke, though. He got out. Like I said, he got out. I think I told some of you guys, but he got out. The little dog got out of the crate while we were at soccer practice with just him and Luke here, and they were doing. They're doing fine. Luke just doesn't like me paying him attention.
I got a 27 to hit this monster.
You hit.
Actually, more so because I'm invisible. Cool.
Do you stay invisible?
No, this is just a vanish. 29 points of damage.
Ooh.
Damn. That'll do.
Sneak attack.
Hell yeah.
Boom. And that is another dead, undead creature. Redeaded creature.
Dorian comes back too, right?
I'm out of movement.
Well, yeah. I mean, like you're no longer vanished?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not vanished.
Come on.
I'm just going to attack the motherfucker in front of me.
Okay.
Swift action to make my weapon just a little bit better because I'm a war priest.
Uh-huh.
And then boop.
These creatures are immune to whips.
Damn it.
Weird.
You whip it good.
Only if you're playing as, was it Devo?
Does a 27 hit?
It does.
Yeah, you have to have a circular concentric ringed hat.
Oh, yeah, I do 16 points of damage.
Woo.
Oh.
Did I whip it good enough for it to die?
No.
I'm going to whip it again. Full round attack. Hey, that is way better that time. That's a 19 plus 15. That's a hit.
Okay.
1d10 plus 8. For another 16.
All
right. Did I kill him this time?
No.
Well, don't forget this is... your haste attack.
He's not hasted. Haste.
He's not haste.
And then I'll five... Oh, no, I can't 5 foot step back.
Yeah, you're blind.
Why didn't you get hasted? I didn't overcome your SR.
Yeah, mine's 30. I have really good SR.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that over having an extra attack or a little bit more movement.
Yeah, SR is pretty, because spells can be pretty wicked.
Lazarus.
I'm in an impasse between going after the Rabisi that I can see or the morgue here.
Hit it and then run back up. I weakened them for you.
Then I won't be able to, either way. All right.
Take one swing, that morgue will probably go down. And you get to go after the Rabisu.
Oh, I'm not grappled anymore.
You're not.
Let me turn that off. 27 to hit.
That'll hit.
30 damage. Is he dead?
He is not.
All right. He is 33 to hit.
Stupidly close. Yes, now you've killed him.
First swing slices through. Second swing takes out the tongue that's wrapped around his intestines. And I'll say, to the north!
I mean, I'm assuming your second hit will do more than 3 damage.
Oh, yeah. Minimum of 27.
Mm. What? Yeah, brag
when,
about it.
When I'm raging, minimum of 27 power attack.
Okay.
Nice.
That character is dead.
I have a 28 strength when I'm raging.
Nim.
To the north!
Nim. Let me make it feel safer for you. I'll delete the bad guy down there at the bottom.
No, thank you. I do feel safer.
Mostly talking about Matt.
Oh.
I think he might be waiting for his dog to stop barking.
Yeah, still. They stopped for a minute. Okay, maybe I'm alright.
It's my fault, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hound.
I'll say something and right.
I'm gonna move up. I'm gonna move up right there beside Noob. I've got 60 foot of dark vision and do like I guess a perception check or something if I see anything else.
Okay.
Because I don't see any bad guys, right?
No.
Did you mean heard Flydraw shout to the north?
I mean, I don't know if he's behind something or something like that, but I mean, I guess that's all I'll do because I'm not charging forward. And if I can't see anything with 60 feet, then...
Yeah.
Couldn't you go past me and look north? And see him?
Totally could.
I could, but that's not really my MO. Okay. So.
That's fine, just checking.
Please, man.
I mean, it's definitely a possibility. I mean, I have like 60 feet of movement. I can move all the way up the hallway and check for traps and shit if I wanted to.
Ain't gonna happen.
Now everybody's please. Calm. Everybody's calm down now.
Booger's like, hurry up. I want to attack Terrence.
Kinda. Terrence, give me a will save. Wait, no. Give me a fortitude save.
He's a rogue. That's his best one.
Well, I'm many things. Let's see. I rolled a 14, and I have a plus 14, so 28.
You are not Ray of Enfeebled.
Good.
Hmm.
Nobody wants that nonsense.
And then you see the creature vanish. And if you listen closely, you can hear its wings flapping it further down the hallway.
And the monster humming, I don't want to be awake.
Wait. And we are out of time.
It's probably the 35 minutes we spent bantering at the top.
Oh,
the
I mean, the
53 minutes on the map is probably also.
Wait. And what time do you have to get up in the morning?
You're not supposed to ask Kevin, and the bet's off.
Yeah.
It's all the things like. he says every week.
Insider trading, man.
I hate Banner.
I've never said that I hate Banner. Never have I said that I hate Banner.
He has said he hated you.
Yes. I hate your banter.
We're all friends here. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Hey, bye.
More banter.
Just stop.